The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.
Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD.
Rono.
Oh my God, there's a million things going on right now. It's Friday! It's the first of the month! Don't wanna do a darn thing.
Wake up.
Cause it was Halloween.
Get up.
And I'm candy hungover. Yeah, I mean, is that too? Candy in the house? We'll do a little Halloween action also.
I hear there's candy everywhere.
There's candy everywhere. Ah! All over the place. Candy. Or if you're Monica Brooks, random people staring at you in the middle of the night, freaking you out. Good morning. It is your thang, your Friday thang,
Though
yesterday felt like Friday. So, I guess we'll do it on the positive, where today is Friday part two.
I like that.
Yes. Because everybody else is thinking, oh my God, the Halloween and everything is just, whoa.
Yeah.
I actually feel pretty good.
That's good.
I actually don't feel as downtrodden as I expected.
So you're sort of in the medium. I feel pretty good. You're in the medium. And if you're playing along with the waterfall, I know it lands in the pool of Monica's face over here at the end.
At the same time, I mean, knock on wood, I feel all right.
Yeah. Monica did the Halloween party at the park last night.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks to everyone that showed up. It was a packed house.
And which is great. Great party Thursday night. Late party, though.
Yeah, it was a little late.
That's a late night for you. Now, was it last night that you thought someone was staring at you in the middle of the night, or was that a different night?
Well, it was.
Where that was going down.
A different night, but I keep feeling like someone's watched me. It's because I've been watching Haunted on Netflix and a lot of other scary movies, but really, it's that show Haunted.
Haunted, okay.
And it's like based on true stories.
Oh,
so the people,
God.
They deliver their stories of what happened to them, how they were haunted
how
by
they
a family.
Were, oh, okay, yes, and then no, it's reenacted,
yes,
is that what it is?
Yes, but they're sitting there and they're telling about, you know, oh, this family really put our family, you know, our family through the ringer, and, you know, and there was a little girl that would stare at me at night. And, you know, when you have a 4 or 5-year-old, Hendrix is now 5, that runs into the bedroom.
And stares at you.
And stares at you. Yeah.
Kids are the scariest thing in horror movies.
Ah!
They are the most.
What?
Give me demons. Give me clowns.
With the kids.
Antoine.
A 6-year-old.
Why are you limiting it to just horror movies? Kids are scary all the time. Come on now.
I mean, my mom, she babysat the kids last weekend, and she said that she fell asleep on a couch. She woke up. And Hendrix startled her because he was just standing there staring at her. And she was like, he said, did I scare you?
Ooh, that's freaky right there.
I don't know how long he was there.
Right, and that's what's scary too, is how long was he staring at you before it woke you up? And then to say, just so matter-of-factly, did I wake you?
Yeah, see, and Monica, I need to put this out there because I know I've met Hendrix before. I'm going to meet him again. I'm going to hang out with him again. If he does that to me, I am sorry, Monica. I am kicking him over. I'm not going to kick him hard. I just want to kick him over to see how he gets back up. Okay? I just need that on the record.
How he gets back up. How he gets back up. Because if he just...
It stares at me again.
Yes, there it is. Oh, I knew I had it somewhere.
Yeah.
It's horrifying.
I'm sweeping the leg. I'm telling you right now, I'm sweeping the leg just to see if everything's okay.
Hello, Antoine.
I'm telling you.
Did I wake you?
Wah, wah.
Oh, my head!
Sorry, Monica. I wasn't prepared.
Right.
You're not going to... Right. But he said he won't kick him in the head.
No.
I'm going to sweep the leg.
Sweep the leg.
Yep.
Maybe he hits his head on a coffee table, but that's on him. But you know.
What you sleeping for?
Nah.
What you doing over there? Hey.
Oh, kids are so creepy. People can text it. 52353. Good morning. Let us know how your Halloween was, if you managed to cram in any action, and also the creepy thing that your kids said or did. Because that stuff can be just insane. Some people, we managed to squeeze in a little Halloween last night.
That's good.
Two different runs of trick-or-treating. At a breakneck speed while carrying a tiny pink umbrella. That was my evening. So we'll explain some more of that one. That is on the way. If you miss Taffyoki, oh, baby.
Oh.
You're going to be in for a special treat here early this morning. Monica, Diamond of the Day is next. What is it?
Would you like a job as a butler? a fur.
Would you like
butler?
A job as a butler? A fur butler. You can say anything to fur. This music and it's creepy. Yes. It doesn't even matter. Yeah. You just be like, the secret sound. Is it $5,000?
No, it's not. Not today, it's not.
Would you like to win some money?
I sure don't. I'll be broke.
Hi, Antoine. Yeah.
$5,000 right at 7. No winner yesterday. Let's get one at 7. Come on. The answer is there. If you and then you can start your career as a fur butler. If that's what you want to do, that is next. Hey! It's your thing
in the morning. K92. Would you like to become a butler? A fur butler.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Let me ask on behalf of everybody, what the hell's a fur butler?
A fur butler.
A fur butler.
Hmm. Well, St. Regis Aspen Resort. They're right. Looking for a fur butler.
All right. And it has the word resort in the title. Resort. So this is classy. I mean,
very
come on.
Classy.
Yes, absolutely.
They're looking for a fur butler. A fur butler is someone that takes care of a dog.
Okay.
Really, it's their dog. They have like a mascot, which is a Bernese Mountain Dog.
Okay.
So they want you to take pictures of the dog all day long. This is a full-time job.
So you're basically in charge of their dog.
Yeah, you're going to live at the resort. You're going to take pictures of this dog, post videos on social media, and this is a full-time job.
And probably get...
It's your fur butler.
The dog water or things like that. Yeah. Antoine, have you Googled this resort? Is it a nice looking place? Do we want to be a butler
there?
I've Googled the dog. Uh-huh. I haven't made it to the resort yet.
Uh-huh. But it looks beautiful.
My way.
Okay. I mean, that sounds like a nice job. And if it paid pretty well, I'm okay with that.
A full-time job.
Oh my God, it's gorgeous.
Yes. In the mountains, and it's beautiful.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Ooh.
And all you have to do is hang out with the dog all day. It's a full-time job. Taking pictures, you have to be all over social media. Basically, you're just, you know.
Well, of course you can be all over social media. I have nothing else to do. I'm a dog.
I'm with the dog. I'm going to be on social media.
You want to make sure
media.
You know it's your life. This dog, dog is named Kitty.
Kitty. Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess really the only questions I need to know is, does this dog have any attitude? Is this the Mariah
the dog
Carey
looks
of dogs?
Lovely, by yes. the way. The pictures of the dog that's out there right now, they look like just so friendly and
yeah looks like a TV dog
but
yeah.
Is the dog gonna snap its little dog fingers and say treat please?
There is some attitude that comes along with the owners and that dog just a little bit behind the scenes,
really, girl, because they're hiring a butler for their dog.
A little tiny bit of attitude
at this resort. They pop champagne with a saber. They have a tradition of champagne sabering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen that done at parties
TV.
Before. I find that one to be, it's a very stupid way to open a bottle of champagne for several different reasons. And it is, you just take a sword and you hit the top of the thing and it
pops. But you don't like it?
Well, it cuts the whole top off. And I'll tell you why I don't like it. One, it does cause some of the champagne to spill out of the bottle. So you're wasting.
Yeah.
So what was the point of that? And two, now the top of the bottle is just jagged, broken glass.
True.
Can you guarantee that none of that gets into your glass
you
when
cannot,
you're getting...
You mm-hmm. cannot, but the look of it.
Yeah, that's a part of the show. It's part of the show.
But it's classy glass.
Yeah,
so if classy glass lands in your throat,
just make sure that nothing happens to Kitty to the dog.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Nothing better
be
happen to
butler.
Kitty.
That's one of those ones. Think about it this way. You had to be somebody's butler.
Will Smith.
What
happened? What was the question?
But if you... Okay, so you could be Will Smith's butler, I guess, could be one of them. But if you were a butler for rich people... And they did. They treated you like a butler. I mean, Kanye. That'd probably be a pretty good example.
God. Yeah. Okay. Oh, never mind.
But what if you got paid $100,000 to do it? So now, just to be clear, you are demeaned and treated as a butler. But for $100,000, are you taking that job?
I don't know.
Because I don't feel like butlers get days off.
Yeah, they're just there all the time.
It was only every once in a while that Jeffrey got a day off from Fresh Prince.
That is
so
true. And on that day, antics always happen.
Did he live in the house?
Yeah, he lived in the house.
He slept
never got a day off.
No, he slept in the dog crate in the laundry room.
That's he had a room upstairs.
It was probably by the laundry room. That's where Alice lived on the Brady Bunch, in the laundry room. Oh, Alice, man. If she was around today, if you've never seen the Brady Bunch, it was a show in the 70s, and they had Alice, the maid. But Alice lived there, and she did. She lived in a room that was off the kitchen that had the washing machine in it, and she practically slept on a cot. I mean, she would sue for living conditions today. She would say that she was, you know, enslaved or something like that. Because she always had to wear the maid outfit and everything.
Yes.
Alice would be furious.
Yep, taken away from her family. Like, she didn't talk to anybody.
2019 Alice would be very mad. No, she had Sam the butcher.
Friend.
That was it.
Yeah.
She would flirt with the butcher when they would send her to go buy meat.
And that was it.
That was her only
was her
outside
fun.
Contact. She probably didn't even like Sam. It was probably a cry for help the whole time.
Oh, gosh.
Get me out of here. These six kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kids.
And a woman with a mullet. I mean, there are all sorts of things going down here. And then a very meticulous architect as the person in charge. Yikes. Good morning. Mm-hmm. It's Friday. Hello. Did you miss Taffioki yesterday? Well, we're going to remind you of it because Antoine had a thrilling performance of Thriller, as well as a very romantic duet of me and Miss Monica, because we had the times of our lives. Taffioki next. Good morning. Taffioki. If you missed it yesterday, it was a special treat.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll let you enjoy here in a second as we kick it into Friday, waking up with just wrappers of candy all around you. Or maybe you're just waking up with wrappers all around you. 50 Cent.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, it was a party.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a party and they're like, hey,
sleep.
Who are you? I'm Eminem. Oh, nice to meet you. Yeah, I don't know. You can text in and let us know what level of Halloween did you have last night? Because I think it varied by street.
Easily. Mm-hmm. Not even neighborhood, by street.
Right. Because the weather was off and on and then way on and then off and then kind of on. And some kids were out. My kids kind of went out a couple different waves.
Yeah.
Of just running behind them while it's sort of raining. And my wife took my big golf umbrella, and now she don't know where it is. So I'm running around with a little pink umbrella with hearts on it. And every single house, oh, look at your umbrella. I'm like, it was by the door.
Because I would say the same thing. I'm like, oh, look at him. Look at him go.
You do that to me anyway.
Oh, look.
Do it to Antoine, too.
That's very true.
Yeah. Number 12, yes.
See? She's the worst.
She's terrible.
So yeah, what'd you manage to cram in yesterday as far as Halloween went? I have no pictures. No pictures of my kids. Zero.
Oh, really?
None.
I managed to get a couple pictures. You know, Hendrix, he was the blue Power Ranger.
Uh-huh.
Ava, she dressed up as a scary clown. But she was able to wear her costume to school, so she got some wear into it.
Yeah.
But Hendrix, right when I picked him up from school, I said, okay, time to just put on your outfit so you can at least have that Halloween experience. You know, and we went to the store, and he picked out some candy. Just in case.
She just let him shoplift. I see what this
that's
is.
That's exactly what happened.
Happy candy. Halloween. Just here you go. We're at the convenience store. Just go to town.
But we watched some like little kid scary movies and we ordered one of the pumpkin pizzas, you know, in the shape of a pumpkin.
Oh, okay.
You know, did that. But I said, maybe this weekend we'll go out.
Okay,
we'll
so they didn't
out.
Do any trick-or-treating.
Mm-hmm.
None. Yeah, in my neighborhood, I wasn't sure if we were going to be able to or not. And then it was getting to about 5 o'clock and hadn't really rained yet. And then all of a sudden there were some kids poking around outside. My wife had not gotten home yet.
Uh-huh.
But when that happened, when I saw the kids going, all of a sudden, right, so all hell broke loose in my house because then immediately both kids are like, we got to get our costumes on now. And kids are coming up to my house, trick or treat, trick or treat, trick or treat. Dog pooped on the floor.
Dog
trick
or treat.
Mm-hmm. Trick or treat. I threw it in a kid's bag. I'm like, here you go. You're fine. It's a Tootsie Roll. Enjoy.
Oh.
And so I got no pictures because of that.
Yeah.
So I'm making them dress up today.
Why not?
And then take pictures?
Mm-hmm. Our neighborhood had sort of said we would hand out candy yesterday if at any point there was time. You know, light will be on. If there's a kid out, we'll go ahead and take care of it. But we also kind of all agreed we'd do it again tonight.
Okay.
So tonight.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing it.
Yeah, tonight in my neighborhood. I know some people are doing tonight. They're doing tomorrow, whatever. And I still got tons of candy still because normally I get 5 million children.
So just come by Zach's house for candy all
weekend. I live at Monica's house. Just remember that. So
we're celebrating at Antoine's.
I'm going to tell you here
who lives at the station.
If you have a ton of leftover Halloween candy and you don't know what to do with it, I have several different options in the Thang Hack. That will help you out. Some of them very practical. Some of them ridiculous. And then there's some in the middle, too. So we'll explain all of those. Taffioki yesterday. Here's your little treat. We were stuffing our mouths full of candy and then singing. And Antoine, I tell you what, it was good. My wife loved it.
Something evil
took me in your door. Oh, yeah, he's drooling.
He is. Yeah, he's hitting it.
Yes.
Jazz hands is what it is. I like it.
Oh, man.
Be careful now.
All right, fine job. Wonderful job, Antoine. Guess who's back again?
You're hearing Monica.
And Zach, you can't keep a secret.
Oh, no.
At all.
Mm-mm. Monica's pregnant.
What?
Zach.
But I took my emotions out on the coffee maker.
Yeah.
I later apologized.
And Antoine.
I have an objection. No, I have an objection based on the rules of the game.
The K92 Morning Thing.
If your Halloween was a complete washout, Kat in Huddleston, she texted in 52353. No trick-or-treating whatsoever. I know a lot of neighborhoods are doing it tonight.
Yeah.
So I think this is one of those ones where if someone has their porch light on today, like tonight, feel like that's a sign I'm going to hand out candy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think if you are a rotten little curmudgeon and you don't like handing out candy or you like judging kids that are 12 and 13 years old, you're too old to trick-or-treat. Turn your dang light off.
Mm-hmm.
Close the blinds while you're at it. Nobody wants to see your house anyway. So I do think that's going to happen. And, I think Saturday, a lot of neighborhoods are doing that, too. I have some practical, then fun uses, then stupid uses for your Halloween candy. If you have a bunch of it left over, you just don't want to eat all of it. That's next in the Thang Hacks. But if your Halloween was a washout and you're sad about it, I feel like we can cheer you up right now with love. With love and romance. Because Monica and I did a duet yesterday. A duet of love! While having our mouths filled with Laffy Taffy and Dots, the two worst candies.
I know.
Those are the ones you want to figure out. What can I do with these to get rid of them?
Your teeth.
Yeah.
Well, you can stuff them in your mouth and you can sing karaoke. That's what we did.
This could be love because I have the time of my life.
I'm having the time of my life.
So I know.
This
never
is hilarious.
This way. And it's true. Ooh. And I owe it all to you.
Ooh. Oh, man. I can feel a lot right now.
I guarantee you feel better already.
Uh-huh.
There it is. You want to see video again? It is on the K92 Morning Thang Facebook page. We'll get it up on our YouTube channel. Coming up next, Thang Hacks. Antoine has something for the stargazer.
Yes.
I will take care of all that leftover Halloween candy, including an awesomely decadent dessert you can make with it tonight, created by me and Monica. What?
It's cold outside, so we all crave some soup, right?
Uh-oh.
Ramen bowl, just some tomato soup, tomato bisque, whatever.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to help you out.
Oh, no.
No, not the bisque. What will we do? She's hurting the bisque. Thang hacks. 3 minutes away. Halloween candy everywhere. What do you do with it?
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
I help you out. I got something. You want to make a super cool decadent dessert tonight? I'll give you that idea.
All right.
You want to do something good with your candy? I'll give you that idea. And then you want to make a mess with it? I'll give you that idea. Thang Hacks. Monica's going to ruin your soups.
Make it better for
you. Soups and stews will never be the same when she's done. She's in the next segment. Now, Antoine, we're going to start with you.
Okay.
Because yours has to do with stargazing, which I don't know if you know this about me. I actually really like stargazing.
No, I did not know this about you.
I loved it as a kid. I was really into all the different constellations and trying to find them and everything. And I do keep a stargazing app on my phone. I use Star Tracker Lite.
Look at you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, if I want to look to the sky and see.
Stargazing.
You said no need to mock me, jerk. You can ruin everyone's soup in a minute. So I'm interested in this. Like I like when there's meteor showers. I'll give you nerd tips of when you can see the space station and all those things. So go ahead.
And so that's perfect. So just like you, Zach, our dear friend Brett Sharp is big on astronomy too.
He doesn't like looking at the stars?
Yeah, so we normally
so
get
he does go star
Boomer, gazing. I think I see a UFO. A UFO.
We normally get to the station same time in the morning. He always stops me. He goes, Antoine, look, there's Andromeda's kneecap right there. Look at the star. Like every time, and I never know what he's talking about.
Antoine, come here. You done see Andromeda's kneecap over there?
Yeah, that's right. That's the part of the Poontang Fast Food pentacular constellation right there. Okay, sorry. Continue.
And so, in order, I want to learn more so I can have a back and forth with them so I don't feel so stupid.
Okay.
So this app is called Sky Guide. SkyGuide.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, and it may be similar to the app that you have, Zach, you point it to the sky.
Mm-hmm.
You open up the app and you point it to the sky, and whatever constellations are in the view of your camera, it would automatically point it out.
Yeah.
Does it for the International Space Station.
Mm-hmm. Planets.
If there's a comet, there's anything that can see that the camera
asteroid
can catch, it's automatically going to tell you what it is.
Yeah, and some of those
asteroid.
A lot of them will do, and I don't know if that one does. Which one were you talking about? Which
Sky Guide.
Sky Guide. Yes. And like I said, a Star Tracker I've used. Some of them, when you look on the constellation, it'll give you sort of the artwork of what it's supposed to look like also, which is cool.
Kids will like that too. I mean, because Ava's into it.
It's so much fun. And this time of year, and I'll tell you, this weekend's probably good for it because all that storm stuff just blew out of here.
Yep.
So I think it's going to be pretty clear in the sky the next few nights. Mm-hmm. So you got that crisp fall air. And when it's dark, you can see so many different things. Yeah. Is to be able to sort of sit there and show them. Like here's an interesting little tidbit you wouldn't know is the planets, when you see them out in the sky, they are all along the same plane in the sky. So you can kind of draw a line, like let's say up over your head,
and
they'll all go in a line. So you'd be like, there's Mars, there's Jupiter, there's Saturn, you know, and they kind of just all go over in the same spot, which is you wouldn't think that that's how it works. Right.
And I love about the constellations because it will draw whatever the artwork is, whether it's the bird or the cup or whatever it is. Draw that.
And you can search by them too, but where's a snake? And you can type in the snake and it'll show you where it is. And then you're pointing down at the ground because it's in Australia somewhere and you know, that kind of thing. It's very cool. Okay. Halloween candy and then Monica's Thang Hack is after this. So if you got a bunch of different Halloween candy left over, maybe didn't get any trick-or-treaters, or even we're going to hand out candy again tonight in my neighborhood, but I know I'm still going to have leftover because I'm just not going to get as many kids. There are many different things you can do with it. The first and foremost, if you want, and all of this stuff is on our website, K92MorningThang.com, you can donate it to the troops.
Oh.
Yeah. It's called Operation Gratitude is one of them, and they send candy to deployed troops and first responders. So they get a little Halloween candy treat. Let's see. Soldiers, Angels, Treats for Troops is another one. They donate candy to veterans and then deployed service members as well. So if you want to donate your candy to one of those, just kind of, like I said, it's on our website, K92MorningThang.com. If you still want to eat that candy, you want to hold on to it yourself? Halloween's Adidas are in the house, baby. I'm doing this tonight. I love making the quesadilla concoctions. Just throw
dessert.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, just chop up Halloween candy. Grab whatever it is.
If it's chocolate, you know, chocolate nuts and caramel, that's what you're going to put in a dessert quesadilla anyway.
Yeah, so throw it in there. Throw Twix in there. You have some marshmallows because that'll give it the ooey gooey factor. Throw it all in there. Just melt up some butter in a pan. Throw it in a quesadilla. Mm-hmm. Brown both sides. Melt everything on the inside. Yes, my friends.
Halloween's Y'all going to be rolling in the sugar tonight.
Good God.
Oh, like you're not going to be rolling in the sugar tonight anyway.
Come on, baby. Candy.
And if you want to be stupid, Skittles paint, everybody.
Skittles paint.
I'm going to explain next. So I got to play a song here real quick, but we want to get into Monica's soups. And since mine is kind of goofy as well, I'll just lump it in with yours. And then everyone will just think it was you. Okay. So Thang Hacks are on the way. What's she doing to your soup? That's next. She's going to ruin your soup.
No.
Yes, you are.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
But that's okay, because I'm probably going to ruin your walls at the same time.
Oh.
With my final Halloween Thang Hack. Mm. And then we get into Monica's soup jams. Your bisque party, whatever it's going to be. Skittles paint. You can do this with Starburst, too. These are on our website, K92MorningThang.com. And you can sort of Google this stuff. But you can make paint out of Skittles for art projects.
Okay.
So, and it's a fun little project for the kiddos, too, because they have all those little bags of Skittles, is give them those bags, and they have to separate the colors into little jars or bowls or whatever. And then you pour corn syrup in.
Oh, yeah.
And so the corn syrup pulls all the colors out of the Skittles.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a couple hours, it's basically paint. And they could use it for little art projects on paper. Hopefully paper. And it smells like Skittles, so it smells all wonderful and delicious-y. And according to the lady on the internet who I read the article about, the paint is very, very glossy and cool looking, too.
You can lick it. You can lick your art.
Right. So now kids can make art and eat art at the end of it. So if you find your kid eating his art projects, just hope it was made out of Skittles.
Uh-huh.
Skittles paint. Okay, Monica, what you got?
Okay, it's cold outside. So you may be craving some soup. We're all about ramen bowls here.
I love a ramen bowl.
I love them too. You know, it's been a minute.
I've had my first one back in September, actually. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Ramen bowls are
number
12 awesome.
In his ramen bowl just you sitting there. This is going to help him out.
Monica's okay. been, and you know what? Tune in for the top moments of the week at 7:25 because it will be in there. Monica has been mocking Antoine's favorite number all week,
oh, man.
Which is 12. She says that's nobody on earth number. Has a favorite number of 12, but now she's been calling him number 12.
I was pumping gas and passed through. You know, it was like 2012. I'm like, oh, ha, ha, and I kept on going. But, okay. But, okay, so you have your chopsticks because, you know, you're going to eat your ramen bowl. You have your noodles and everything else. Maybe you want to be official with your chopsticks.
Sure.
But your ramen bowl is hot. It's spicy hot.
Mm-hmm. Soup. It can be uh-huh. also
and
be
the steam
spicy hot.
And all
sure.
that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your sriracha.
Uh-huh. But it's hot. You can't really, you know, enjoy it because it's burning your lips. All you need to do. Check it. Just take a portable fan.
A portable fan. I actually thought she was going to say take a porta potty. I really did.
I didn't know where it was
one
going.
One of those little fans. I never like a little do. Tiny fan. A little personal fan.
Yeah.
Slide that onto your noodle sticks, your chopsticks. Turn it on while you're picking up your noodles. It's blowing it cool. It's making
blow
it cool.
On
this. Blow. Yes. Why? Blowing down your meal while you're eating. Why? Enjoying your ramen bowl, number 12.
Why can't you just blow on it?
Like, who has time to blow?
With your mouth.
Who has time to blow, Antoine?
Who has time to blow nowadays?
You're
Antoine.
Breathing.
I know, but you
we
can't.
We like patience.
I think, as we all know, you can't blow and eat at the same time, can you?
No.
Okay, either it's going in or coming out. And this way, the fan does the blowing while you do the eating.
There you go.
Merry Christmas.
If you don't own a fan, ask the bus driver. When a bus driver picks up the kids, usually you have a fan. It's cool fan. Outside. So they're not using it.
They don't need it right now.
Mr. Johnson, can I borrow your fan? We're going out to dinner tonight.
And I was going to suggest, you know what, if you have kids and you don't have a fan, just have them stand near you and have them blow on your suit. But their hot breath is gross.
You don't want
kid breath. Too many. If you want Merry the flu, Christmas. You can do it that way.
Could you
way.
Wait till it cools and then
who
eat
does
it?
That?
Who has time?
Who wants to wait?
I don't have time to wait. I'm hungry right now.
I'll just take my logic and go sit over here.
Just crazy.
Let me just say, logic is dumb. Get it out of here. Even the rapper, forget it. Yeah. No. Merry Christmas. $5,000. We could have a winner in just a minute. We will find out. It's on the other side of the trending when I tell you about what might be the greatest tip a server or a bartender ever got.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Quite possibly the greatest tip in the history of servers and bartenders. Did you see this?
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
$50,000.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yes,
wow.
Yes.
$50,000. How? Because this is not, you know, Kanye didn't tip somebody 50 grand or Will Smith or whoever. Lottery ticket.
Yep.
They gave him a lottery, a winning lottery ticket.
A bartender in Missouri got a Powerball ticket from a regular customer who I guess does this all the time. Tips money, but then every now and then he'll say, here's your extra tip.
Well, they play two, right, I would hope.
I don't know.
Yeah, they probably had.
Well, I don't know if they play the same one.
Yeah.
But this bartender got a tip of a lifetime. Customer gave her a Powerball ticket, and she goes to cash it in, and they said, I'm sorry, you cannot cash this here at this store. You have to go claim the prize at the lottery place.
Uh-huh.
Like, why would I do that? Because it's $50,000,
yeah.
That's why.
Wow.
There you go.
That's a tip.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when that story came out, I decided to go to the store and get a lottery ticket.
Of course.
Yep.
Of course you would do that.
$25. That's good.
You won $25.
And you won $25.
Yeah.
I'm actually writing lotto ticket on my grocery list today.
I said, I feel like it. Yep.
Do I feel like it? Do you sense it for me?
Should Zach go buy a lotto ticket?
Should I go buy a lotto ticket?
I think you should.
She's a liar. See, she does. It's going to be a waste. I'm doing it anyway. Because if I don't, then it will win. Now I'm cursed. I got the voodoo curse. Yeah. Darn it. I'm still doing it. But this is so stupid, though. She wins $50,000, and they ask her, are you going to quit your job? It's $50,000. I mean, yeah, that's a lot of money, but you can't retire on $50,000. So she said, no, I won't do anything extravagant.
She's
getting some dental work done.
Number two.
Because they're not rich like these two guys, I have two different stories of people getting busted trying to use a $1 million bill.
Oh, man.
$1 million bill. I need some sort of... I don't have it. Yeah, $1 million bill. Police in Nebraska searching for a man who tried to open a bank account. He said, I would like to open an account at your fine bank. Here's my deposit. A $1 million bill. And they said, sir, no, that's not real. And he said, yes, it is. It is a $1 million bill. So there's no such thing. So he left. Police are still looking for him.
Ah.
And here's another guy tried to use a $1 million bill to buy an iPhone on Craigslist. This woman made a deal with some dude, $100 for her iPhone 6S. And when she met the guy, he handed her a roll of bills. And it was actually two $1 bills, a $10 bill, and then a $1 million bill.
What is this?
I love it.
I'm sorry. If you're doing a Craigslist transaction, first of all, shady to begin with. Second, I think I get handed the money first before I hand you anything.
Right.
And when it comes in a roll, I'm suspicious. Sorry. You can count it out and you can hand me the money.
But there's a $1 million
bill. No, there's $100. I gave you a little extra. I gave you a $1 million bill.
Number one.
I should point out, they say police are still looking for him too. We're not looking very hard for these $1 million bill people. Number one, maybe you're dealing with this morning as you've woken up. The average person loses about $200 worth of stuff a year while drunk.
Yep. You just leave things behind.
Yeah, you do a little drinking. I'm sure, because Monica did Halloween at the park last night.
Yes, I did.
I would imagine the lost and found at the park this morning is it's a very unique situation. And probably lots of stuff in there.
Yeah.
Tons of stuff.
People lose things all the time, especially if you don't carry a purse. A lot of times you think, well, I can just stuff something here, there. You know, like I had some.
You're getting very creative. You know, you could just use a purse.
You could, but I don't feel like.
Monica's thing hack. The uncomfortable purse.
You just stuff something wherever.
Bend over. Here we go. Yeah. So $200. I'm trying to think of, if you ever lose. Do you have stuff that you lose constantly?
My ID.
Is it your ID? Yeah, it's that thing you just can't keep track of.
I don't carry my purse. I usually put it like, oh, I tuck it in my bra or something. And then I'm it popped out somewhere.
Packs of gum. Like, I buy so many because I just misplace them. And then I'll find them.
Yeah.
Like, a month later, and there's like 12 pieces. I'm like, well, I'm not going to eat these now.
Yeah, no. I've said that before. I've never seen the end of a stick of ChapStick. Never.
Yeah.
I've never finished. Or those little things. I feel like I use them once or twice. Then the next thing you know, they're just gone, and I got to buy one again.
Yep.
I think about that yesterday, too, when I couldn't find an umbrella because it had been raining so much. Halloween, I'm trying to take the kids out to get a little trick-or-treating. Can't find any umbrellas. And I'm thinking, how many umbrellas have I purchased in my life?
A lot.
And lose them.
I know, and then you lose them. I've probably spent $500 in my life on umbrellas and currently have one that has hearts on it and it's little. Yeah. That's all I have.
I mean, you probably could reach out to Uber drivers and Lyft drivers because people leave stuff behind all the time.
Miss Monica's high school football predictions of the week are on the way. She was terrible last week.
Oh, yes.
Can she right the ship or is the Titanic hitting the iceberg and we're done here?
The K92 Secret Sound plays now.
We need to say good morning to Tanya in Christiansburg. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning.
Oh, Tanya's ready to roll. Tanya, did you do any kind of Halloween-y activities yesterday, despite the rain?
Oh, absolutely. We went out in it.
Okay.
We just threw on some ponchos and went to town.
So they were a poncho man. That's what they were.
The poncho crew.
Yeah, they were, you send them out as person at theme park who went on water ride. Like, that's their costume. So, and the kids, they don't care, do they, Tanya?
No, I have a teenage son, though, and he decided he was trash.
Okay. You know what? He probably would have picked that costume in perfect weather, too.
Yes.
Teenager. I'm trash, whatever. You're trash, too. Okay, boomer. Tanya, are you following along with all the clues and everything?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. We like that answer. And I would even like your answer better if it's correct. So it's $5,000. Tanya, what is the K92 secret sound?
Okay, putting batteries in a label maker and closing the cover.
Putting batteries in a label maker and closing the cover. That's your guess?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Tanya. $5,000, Tanya. $5,000, Tanya.
Yes.
Oh. Tanya, you just won $5,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, baby.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I don't know why, but I'm actually my nipples are hard a little bit.
You're feeling what's going on?
Nobody's trash now.
Who's trash now? Tanya in Christiansburg. This is real life here, Tanya.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you guys so much.
$5,000 is yours. Tell me about your process here in the Secret Sound. How have you been playing along? How have you just won $5,000? Everybody else wants to know.
Well, my husband and I started following the clues from day one. He's amazing at figuring out clues that I can't figure out, and I'm good at figuring out what he can't figure out. So we bounce it back and forth until we figure out those keywords, mm-hmm. and that's just what we do, and we try every single day to call. So,
well,
that's it. You got to follow the clues.
Today was the day.
Today was the day.
And what's your husband's name?
His name's Robbie.
Robbie, okay.
Tanya, congratulations. $5,000 for you and your family. Nobody has to be trash anymore. Tanya, who just delivered $5,000 right into your bank account?
K92.
He's like, wait, who is this again? Let me figure this out. I'm not sure. Yeah, $5,000, which, by the way, I should point out, K92 Morning Thang, we gave away $10,000 in the Secret Sound.
I know.
Yes, we did.
$10,000, which is a fitting number because starting next week, your share of $10,000 is going to start rolling here as we get into the 10K payday. The money doesn't stop. The winning doesn't stop. The Secret Sound stops. Me coming up with clues stops. Uh-huh. All of those are very exciting. But Tanya, where are we spending this money? Do you have what are we doing here?
Well, we've got some debts we want to pay down, and I think we want to put some away for Christmas.
I know. It's a good little time right now to be thinking about. Okay, good. Of course, every kid in the house is thinking, oh, nice. The list, just give me my list back. Hang on. I got to put a couple more things on there. The list got a little more high end. So congratulations, Tanya. Thank you to you for playing. Thank you to everybody for playing along here in the K92 Secret Sound. We will get all of the clue explanations up here shortly, so you'll have those on the app. We'll get them up on the website as well. So if you want to see how they deciphered it, how they came to the conclusion, Tanya in Christiansburg, she nailed it. It was putting batteries, specifically two batteries.
Here, yes.
So here, putting two batteries into a label maker and then closing the lid is the official K92 label maker that has been sitting in our office for about a decade. And we'll break down all the different clues if you want. But again, see here, those are two batteries and then closing that lid at the end of it. Congratulations. That is the K92 Secret Sound. We just gave away $5,000. Feels pretty good, doesn't it?
Feels really good.
Oh, I like it. This is the way to start a weekend, man. $5,000 in your pocket. Now, if you played along with the Secret Sound, we absolutely appreciate you putting in that work. And you think, well, I did all this for nothing. Well, I mean, you didn't win that. But we will change up the game. Next week is the return of the 10K payday. Mm-hmm. Your share of $10,000. Now, we did this back in the spring and we gave away $10,000. We're gonna change it up just a little bit this time because we want to have more people win.
That's
and
right.
More people win more often also. So how could you win your share of $10,000 every week of
every
the 10K
week?
Payday? Yeah, every week of the 10K payday, there'll be your share of $10,000. We will explain. We'll start getting all the details. That'll be coming in next week here on K92. Now, this is a big week of predictions. It's the week that decides everything for Monica Brooks.
Uh-oh.
She was doing so well.
And then last week was just like, womp.
I mean, you were 20-11 heading into last week, and then you were a disgusting 1-5. Just terrible.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was real bad. Yep. So that puts you now, you are 21-16 on the year. Still a winning record, but last year was a bit of a catastrophe, or last week. So will you right the ship, or have we hit the iceberg? That's what it's coming down to this week. So we highlight a bunch of different high school football games.
Uh-huh.
Some of them are the big games of the week. Some of them are schools we have not had a chance to get involved in this yet, and we want them to be a part of it. They want to be part of the predictions, and we're doing the snap filters also at all the different games. So if you are at any of these games, if you hear your school, that means there is a special Snapchat filter tonight for your game.
That's right.
You can take pictures. You can tag us in those pictures. And if you're mad at Monica's predictions, you can always hit her up on social media, K92 Monica on Snapchat, because she has been eerily accurate until last week.
Yep.
It was rough.
I don't know. Maybe she has eliminated carbs lately.
So maybe that was
something the carbs were missing. The predictor went right out the window. So here's your games for this week.
Okay.
Let's lay them down. We're going to start with the Martinsville Bulldogs, all squatty and with that teeth, the underbite,
mm-hmm.
taking on the Tunstall Trojans. Trojans, Bulldogs, Monica.
The Tunstall.
I know what Monica's thinking is KT Tunstall, Black Horse in a Cherry Tree, that song we played back in the day. I know how you think. Am I right? Yes, I'm right. I know.
Okay, well, I'm going with Tunstall Trojans.
Tunstall Trojans.
The Tunstall Trojans.
Yes.
Okay.
With a score of 12-7.
12-7. Okay.
Interesting score there.
A very interesting score. 12. So Monica says. She's been making fun of Antoine.
Yes, you did.
You realize. Monica has been making fun of Antoine all week for the number 12. We'll explain in the top moments here in a minute if you didn't hear that, but then you throw it in there. So Tunstall, you think they're going to get their first win of the year because they're 0-8. Now, Martinsville is also 0-8. So
somebody has to get their first win.
Somebody's getting a win, and Monica says it's going to be in an ugly fashion, 12-7. Okay, next game, Alta Vista. Colonels taking on, is this your alma mater, Antoine?
Chatham Cavaliers.
The Chatham Cavaliers.
Monica.
Antoine is from Chatham.
Choose carefully.
Cavaliers roll.
Yes.
Or don't they? Monica Brooks, she's drawn on her
sheet.
He's sitting right there.
No hesitation either.
Someone's scoring 12 in this game, too. Probably, knowing her.
25-11.
25-11.
You wouldn't even give Chatham 12 points.
Nope.
We couldn't even get 12.
Right there.
Nope.
Close to 12.
Not 12, because she says 11 is a better number than 12. Boy, that's hurtful.
Wow.
Antoine's
that's very disrespectful.
Alma mater, the Chatham Cavaliers, going down to Alta Vista.
I tell you what. Let us win tonight.
Ooh.
Let us win tonight. This will be a long Monday for you.
Man, I hope they win. I really do. Actually, you know what? Either way, because if they lose, Antoine's going to be furious.
Yeah.
Oh, it is on Monday.
Get ready.
They
score 11.
6:20 Monday morning. Yeah, if they score 11, too, so help us.
Gosh.
Okay, next game. Gretna, the Hawks. Fly. Taking on the Dan River Wildcats. Gretna, Dan River.
This is a big game, too.
Mm-hmm. Who is going to win, according to Miss Monica?
Mm-hmm. I think Gretna is going to win.
Okay.
Don't know why. But
because you don't know anything
don't
about
know.
Football. That's why you don't know why. What song is that you're singing?
I don't know much.
Yeah, I know why she picked Gretna.
Which is not that. It doesn't say don't know why in
that
song.
I know, but I said it.
I know why she picked Gretna.
Why?
Gretna is the rival of my high school, of the Chatham Cavaliers.
Of course.
Gretna is the rival.
I had no idea.
It's the rival. It's our most hated school.
So what she says is Gretna's going to win this game, then they're going to drive to Chatham, and they're going to beat Chatham in an exhibition game, too, just to screw with them. What do you say, Monica?
Score of 12-5.
Right. Bunch of 12.
No, I'm going to go 33, because that was first 15.
33-15. 33-15 for Gretna. Okay. Yeah, rubbing it into Antoine yet again. There we go. Next up, Radford Bobcats. High up on them mountains, looking to spring on top of Floyd County's buffaloes and have them for dinner. Who will win this game? Radford, Floyd County, Monica Brooks. Top moments of the week are next. Then we're going to do Fork You. If you want to get yours in now to 52353, who or what needs to be told Fork You, you can do that. We have a couple of King's Dominion passes to give away. It's good for this weekend. So if you want to run up to King's Dominion and do all their haunted stuff this weekend, you can totally do that. And we'll do a couple different winners in Fork You. What do you say?
Floyd, 37-21.
37-21.
Okay.
That's a bit of an upset right there. Bradford is 8-1. But just remember, Monica Brooks was terrible last week in her picks. All right, big game of the week right here. Freddie Mac's going to be at it tonight as well. This is a rivalry game. This is a game between two of the best teams in our listening area right now, at least this season. EC Glass Hilltoppers taking on the Heritage Pioneers. K92 will be in the house at this game. And actually, we're doing rally towels from Cundiff Heating and Air for both teams. This is such a big game
that
we know that the crowds are going to be representing on both sides. So we wanted to take care of both of y'all. So Heritage, you'll have your towels. EC Glass, you will have yours. And you will have this prediction from Monica Brooks.
Doesn't mean anything, but I'm thinking Heritage 49-44.
49-44.
I don't know.
Ooh.
Wow. That would be an amazing game to be at. Tons of scoring. Huge rivalry game. She says Heritage will take down EC Glass 49-44. So, you know what? I forgot one we had in my head. James Monroe and Bluefield. Who's winning that one? James Monroe taking on the Bluefield Beavers. So it's James Monroe Mavericks, Bluefield Beavers. I missed it at the top of my list.
I was going to say that. I was like,
well, you should have said it because I was building up to, it's K92. It's the game of the week. And I got to go back to this other one. Though I do know this was one that was texted in by us. This is a huge rivalry game as well. James Monroe, Mavericks taking on the Bluefield Beavers.
Okay.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Okay. Bluefield, 20-9.
20-9.
Mm-hmm.
Beavers eat their way through.
And that's locked, right?
That's locked.
She said, So who'd you say?
Bluefield.
Bluefield. All right. So there's a text that came in just now that says Bluefield has four kids that have signed with D1 schools.
Oh, wow.
James Monroe has the number one wide receiver in the state and the number six quarterback in the state.
That's a huge game. That's game of the week part two, then. That's exactly what it was. Okay, so Bluefield beat James Monroe. Tunstall taking down Martinsville. Alta Vista hurting Antoine's feelings. It's Alta Vista defeats Antoine.
That's really it.
Chatham Cavaliers. Gretna taking down Dan River. Floyd County over Radford. And then Heritage will top EC Glass, the Hilltoppers.
That's like a go.
Everybody, good luck tonight. Yes. As Monica always says, my predictions mean nothing. Or do they mean everything? We'll find out. Who or what needs to be told? Fork you. Get them in now at 52353. You could win King's Dominion passes for this weekend. You want to go do their Halloween stuff. Now, the greatest moments of the week, including Monica tormenting poor Antoine. Top moments of the week. Yes, and poor Antoine.
Yes. It could be a compilation on the mean things you say and do to me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Really, we could do a compilation of this. They're just shattering the universe at all times. Today, that'll be your top moment of the week. We count them down, the week that was, here on the K92 Morning Thang. We'll start with my shame and end with Monica's shade. That's how it'll work.
We go.
This week in the confessional, I made a confession. And yes, I hide my shame, but I know everybody else hides their shame as well. I do this every single time when I'm home in my house and I've eaten the fast food. When I throw that bag away, I hide it. I hide the bag. I either put it down in the trash and I put other things on top of it so nobody knows that I went, or I take it right out to the big trash can. I hide my shame. And there is no way I'm alone right now. Not proud of it. I don't know why I even do it. Why? I'm a grown man.
Yeah, you make money. You can pay
for it. I deserve a treat.
Yeah, so what's going to happen?
And my wife's not going to. She's going
to
yell at me or anything.
I can't believe you ate that.
Don't you know what?
Grease.
It's not that she yells, but when she sees that,
she gives you a face of.
It's not even a face, but it's just where she'll say. So you had Taco Bell for lunch today? Well, yes, you see the bag.
You feel the instant shame.
I feel I feel the instant shame. And I don't
need
that.
Understand that. I do understand that.
Then a button pops off your pants. Need to throw that in there.
Wow, thanks. She just called you fat.
No, thanks. I didn't.
Oh, that's right. There was shade in there, too. Uh-huh. Antoine, you're not alone in being cut down by Monica this week. Jeez.
What is happening?
And I would take action.
You're what's happening.
I know. She is what's happening. And I would do something about it, but according to Monica, I'm just so fat, I can't even move.
No.
Yeah, so I'll just lay over here and get a heart attack.
Thank you.
You know what? You should feel some shame, lady, because you're moment number two, being so competitive with children on the go-kart track. She's still mad about it. He cheated.
He bumped me.
You tried to run him off the road. Yeah, Monica lost to, as she puts it, some kid. While go-kart racing.
Some kid.
You have Hendrick's birthday party yesterday.
You have a driver's license.
I know, but he hit me right as I'm going around. Because there's no bumping, by the way, at this go-kart.
Oh, God. Here we go.
No bumping, but he bumped.
Nothing like an adult complain about the rules.
And I came in second. He gave me the eye of, you're going down, lady.
And I've been to that place before, and yes. I did laser tag there against some kids, too.
Laser tag.
Oh, man, I was tearing them kids up.
And then there's always that one little jerk kid that just follows you around and won't leave you alone.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And you really, as an adult, have to fight the urge of pistol whipping him with your little laser tag thing. Get him out of here. But she feels no shame.
None.
No.
No, I should have won.
No,
she number just, 53.
You should have
been number one.
You should have driven better.
Ooh. He shouldn't have cheated. Bumped me.
Maybe you should have bumped him.
Yeah.
No, don't bump children. Mm-mm. But yeah, she feels no shame. All she feels is shade. That's what she does. She throws shade. Poor Antoine. He has been mocked all week. And
all
I
week
do
long.
Believe, Antoine, this one's not going away anytime soon.
I don't think so.
She's going to continue this shade because Antoine's favorite number is a number that Monica declared no one on earth has number 12 as a favorite number. There's no way. And then, of course, we find out Antoine says, excuse me, that's actually my favorite number. And she's been mocking him ever since. Monica Brooks has a lot of middle names. I don't know if you knew this. She's got April and Liwana.
Yes.
And Shade Thrower, I believe. Monica Shade Thrower Brooks. Trashing Antoine right to his face. Accidental trash.
Yes, it was. Mm-mm-mm.
Is accidental shade a thing?
Yes.
Is it?
I think so.
I don't know if it is.
Is there a term for it, or is it accidental shade?
It was accidental shade.
It's called Monica is what it is.
Let's get that started.
Oh, man. I'm like, whose number is 12? Whose favorite number?
Right. Just no one's favorite number is 12. Nobody on earth would ever have picked the favorite number of 12.
Who says my favorite number is 12?
Yeah, Antoine's favorite.
My favorite number is 12.
You had a necklace with 12 on it?
Why are you saying it like that? Yes, I had a necklace, and the charm was the number 12. That was the number I've always worn when I played sports.
Laughing at you the whole time. It's a big old haunted church laugh, too.
That sounded just a tiny bit shady. You gotta realize.
I've had to do research on my number to argue why my number is so great.
To try to prove. Now you feel subconscious. You feel self-conscious about your number.
About my own number. I'm like, no, there's 12 numbers on the clock. And, you know, there's a dozen eggs.
12 days of Christmas.
Yeah. Hey, I know. That's what I'm scared about. Because I'm going to have to hear about it all Christmas season.
Uh-huh. Don't worry, Antoine. You'll hear it leading up to Christmas and probably after Christmas, too. Maybe by then you'll just be used to it.
Fork you.
Poor what needs to be told,
fork you.
Like Monica Brooks, who's representing me on the text. How dare you, Monica?
What are you talking about?
Monica is the one who's been mocking Antoine all week, laughing about his favorite number 12. And somebody texts in because their favorite number is 12 and they're mad. They're like, my favorite number is 12, always has been. So fork you, Zach.
Yeah, Zach.
It wasn't me.
It was Monica.
I knew nothing about number 12. And then Monica even texted back as me, trashing that guy.
Oh, my gosh. Antoine was just like, yeah, I get it. He texted back and supported that text.
I did not.
Needs to be told.
Fork you.
You can text in to 52353, try to win King's Dominion passes. You know, on the bright side, Antoine, she mocked me, called me fat. She called me fat during my confession.
She did.
And then you made fun of number 12 over here.
She did.
Yeah. Well, karma punished you.
Karma got me.
Fork you.
Go ahead.
Yeah. As I have to fork a pulled muscle I had, like my inner thigh. I don't know what I did, but it hurts when I walk. I don't know.
I feel like I need to look away when Monica says, fork my inner thigh.
I'm showing my inner thigh. Yeah. But that muscle, it hurts.
And I'm glad.
And I laughed at Antoine because he was trying to throw his leg on top of a desk. And he pulled a butt muscle or something.
He did.
And it was hilarious. It was hilarious. And he had to walk it off.
And laughed
he had
him.
To walk it off, like shaking the muscle.
And that's good. So you don't even know how you injured yourself.
I don't know if I did a squat karma train. Wrong. I don't know if I was just like running or if I don't know what
that was. God. God was sick of your trash this week. So forget it. You know, I know the muscle you pulled is the car muscle. That's the one. Karma muscle.
Karma muscle.
Shame on you. You deserve that inner thigh soreness. That's from all of us.
Yes.
To you. Antoine, I give you the floor. Go ahead.
Fork you to long social media posts. Especially specifically on Facebook.
Okay.
I will dive in. I will read your post because I care. But then when I see continue reading and I have to click something,
you don't want
I promise you, it's like 1% that I actually click that.
What if it's a good post?
No, it can't be because you need to summarize. You need 140 characters.
An empowering message. Someone, they've lost 100 pounds, and they're talking about their journey.
If you haven't empowered me in that first paragraph, then there's a chance I'm not going to get empowered in those last
three. Okay, so what you're saying is you just have to tell the story well, and you got to hit me with the good stuff right away. You got to make me want to continue reading.
I can't read this whole thing. I can't read it. It's just too much.
Because I do an occasional long post, but I think I do a fine job.
No.
Yeah, your posts are not the long post that he's talking about.
If I have to hit continue reading, it's too long of a post.
Well, and also because the ones that you don't want to continue reading on usually start with something along the lines of, I don't normally do things like this. I don't normally dive into politics. Stop. I need a stop button right there.
Just stop right there.
I don't even want to see the rest. I don't even want my eye to catch it. Yeah. Stop. That's where they need to put the continue reading. I don't normally post things like this. Continue reading. Nope, I'm good. That's fine. Never mind.
Nope.
We have $1,000 in the pop quiz on the way. Go get your three free answers. We gave away $5,000 at 7. So let's go ahead and make this a $6,000 hour.
Ooh, I would love
let's get a win. Oh, that'd be so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'd have
we
to turn
have
off
a real party.
They would turn off half the lights here because we'd have to save some money for the weekend.
Fork you!
Who or what needs to be told fork you? You got to free it up for the weekend. Can't be holding on to that. You want to ultimately have good energy.
Yeah.
And we do. We were talking about actually looking at some of the text. It's fork use, but it's bad energy fork use.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe it helps you free it up, but you really need to sort of try to flip the script and live in the moment. And everybody has country music stuff going on in their life.
Yes.
Guaranteed. But that's why we free it up and we have some fun with it. So who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
And I am so on board with my friend Victoria right here. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning.
Who or what needs to be told fork you, Victoria?
Those Lime scooters, fork you to the Lime scooters all around Roanoke.
Fork you! Yeah.
If you don't know what she's talking about, Lime scooters. These are the things that have just, they're like
everywhere.
They're a virus.
They're
all
like
of a sudden.
Gremlins. They just keep growing.
Mm-hmm. You know what they are? They're like poison ivy, where it starts in one spot and then it just spreads all over your entire body. It's this company called Lime, and they do these little motorized scooters. So you can, there's an app and you unlock your scooter and you can just tool around. I think you go about 13 to 15 miles an hour. I mean, that's a decent little clip.
It is,
speed right there.
For somebody that don't know how to ride a scooter. And then you're just allowed to throw it on the ground,
and you
I
just
guess.
Leave
and
it.
Just walk away.
They pick it up. What are the rules on it? The thing.
I feel
you
like
be in traffic on a scooter.
It feels like it's anarchy. That's sort of the problem.
What's going on? I don't know. People drop them off in front of your house.
I guess.
Right, and they're just there, and then they rely on other people to go pick them up, and you get paid like $2 to go pick them up, charge them at your house, and then put them back. I'm thinking, that's a great business model. Do all my work for me. I should do that. Anyone else want to do this show? Just go. I'll give you $2.
$2.
Put the whole show together. Yeah. I'll give you $2. Thank you so much.
Scooters.
I'm fine with the concept of, you can get where you need to go, and we're not using cars and blah, 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 blah. But can we just put them in one spot? They're everywhere.
And what's the rule of being on the road with a scooter?
I guess since they go that fast, they probably have to be on the road.
I don't know. I've heard horror stories of
they zip and in and out of traffic.
Cities in particular, pedestrians getting hit and severely injured by these things, and people on these scooters getting hit by cars.
Yeah.
And I love in the user agreement it says, Lime has no responsibility if you get into an accident. Oh, okay. Yeah. Must be nice.
Wow.
Oh, one of those user agreements in my life. It's not my fault ever on anything. Click okay or you can't use my scooter. Victoria, hang on. I want to get you a prize because Chelsea, good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Who or what?
Fork you!
Chelsea.
Fork you to stationary objects that move and hurt your body part.
Stationary objects that move and hurt your body part.
I need a specific here.
Okay, now, I'm going to tell you what. It's been a long time since I did any science of any kind, but I always thought a stationary object didn't move.
Doesn't move.
So go ahead and elaborate, Chelsea.
Like bed frames. The bed frame, the legs. Chairs, walls—they all jump out at you. They move.
Oh, they do. Yeah, oh, I see what this is.
They gotta get that toe.
So you're just minding your own business, and then all of a sudden, you've been attacked by a chair.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I have a huge bruise on the side of my leg because I ran into it. I mean, the chair grabbed my leg last night.
So you got to correct yourself.
Yeah, she caught herself. Yeah. Wait a minute, it's not my fault.
Like, I ran into a chair. No. Wait, my user agreement says it's not my fault.
It happened.
Yep, that chair was possessed by the devil, and it came after me. Can you imagine if we ever found that out and it was like a Disney movie of some kind, where furniture comes alive.
Beauty and the Beast.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And we actually figured out we caught a chair on camera moving on its own. It came
that
alive.
That would be crazy.
Oh, yeah. That's
science.
As you can, again, I haven't taken science in a long time. You hear me talk. It's obvious. Hang on, Chelsea. Going to get you a prize as well. We got some text 52353. Danny in Parisburg says, fork you to my wife. Just cleaned the floor and she flicked chocolate on it.
I'm sorry, but that's kind of funny.
It almost sounds like she did it on purpose. Like,
is this, was this from Monica's husband?
It was from Jared.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. He hides in Parisburg. Greg when he doesn't want to deal with Monica's
like
business.
Like chocolate on the floor.
Yeah. And lots of fork yous to Monica for trashing the number 12 as well.
And Zach.
Thank you.
I can't believe it.
Thank you. Yes.
No, there's a specific one that says fork you, Monica.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
VIP passes to our college football watch party, which is tomorrow. Buffalo Wild Wings, Tanglewood location in Roanoke. Could win you a $50 gift card, free food, your private seating area in the newly remodeled B-Dubs Tanglewood. That is tomorrow. We're going to watch the Hokies take on the Fighting Irish. We'll have tickets to a future Hokies game as well. Other college football action that is coming up in the Hip Hop Spelling Bee. $1,000 now.
The K92 Morning Bangs $1,000 Pop Quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
We say good morning to Tabitha in Buena Vista. Hi, Tabitha.
Hello.
Tabitha, did you hear us give away $5,000 earlier?
I did. I was trying for it.
Well, and you didn't get it, but that's okay, mm-hmm. because now your opportunity is $1,000. I should point out to everybody else, Secret Sound is done for now. It'll be back in the spring.
Yep.
But your share of $10,000 is on the way in the 10K payday. We will start rolling that out next week, so get ready for all the details on that. Tabitha, did you go get your three free answers from the Uptown Cheapskate Roanoke Facebook page?
I did.
Okay, fantastic. We will play again on Monday. Tabitha wins $1,000 in the weekend.
We keep going.
Yeah, the last time More we money. Had a $1,000 winner, it was on a Friday. So it'll be a nice little double dip right now. You can go get them at the Uptown Cheapskate Roanoke Facebook page. You can get cash for your clothes there as well. You want to sell your clothes, cleaning out your closet, mm-hmm. putting the winter stuff in, getting rid of the summer stuff.
Do that.
Sell it.
Or just go shopping.
Yeah. And
name brand stuff.
You know, they will do that also. If you don't want cash, but you want to do the store credit, uh-huh. I know they give you more. And then you can go in, you can go shopping. I got an Abercrombie shirt for $3 when I was there. So we're talking 75% off mall prices sometimes on great stuff. Uptown Cheapskate, Roanoke location, Town Square Boulevard. Here we go, Tabitha. 60 seconds. To get as many of these right as you can. $10 for every single one you do. You may pass at any time. We'll come back if there's time. Are you ready, Tabitha?
I'm ready.
All right, I'm ready too. Your timer will start when we finish reading this first question. Good luck, Tabitha. Who plays the voice of Donkey in Shrek?
Oh, gosh. Pass.
How many ounces are in a pound?
16.
Yes.
What sport does Tiger Woods play?
Golf.
Yes.
What TV show did Hilary Duff star on as a kid that's now being rebooted on Disney Plus?
Lee McGuire.
Yes.
Yep. True or false, Donald Trump is the 50th president of the United States?
False.
Yes.
Who currently plays Aquaman in the movies?
Pat.
Who sings the K92 song Truth Hurts?
Lizzo.
Yes.
Who won the most recent Oscar for Best Actor?
Pass.
What is the name of John Legend and Chrissy Teigen's daughter?
Pass.
What is the capital of Montana?
Pass.
Who plays the voice of Donkey in Shrek? Start guessing.
Eddie Murphy.
Yes. Who currently plays Aquaman?
Jason Momoa.
Yes, I will take that right at the buzzer. That one did come in.
Okay, so she got
$70.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
$70.
$70 for you, Tabitha. Not $1,000, but $70 is a nice little haul.
It's simple math, but I don't know why I was so impressed with the ounces and the pound. The ounces and the pound thing. That's just something people don't typically think about.
I'll tell you why you don't know that. You don't cook.
I guess that's true.
But also working out, because that was... one thing like with water and how many ounces you're taking in.
I just don't think of it. He doesn't exercise
or take care of his body. No idea. Tabitha, let me run down the ones you missed. Rami Malek won Best Actor for playing Freddie Mercury in the Bohemian Rhapsody movie. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend's daughter is Luna, and the capital of Montana is Helena. Or Helena, however you want to say it. They accept both ways. I checked online.
Do they accept Helena?
Not really.
Okay.
I know, because that's Helena Bonham Carter, and you think that, but then it's Helena and Helena, and it's, I mean, I was calling it Alta Vista earlier, or I was saying Alta Vista, it's Alta Vista.
Yeah.
But I believe they also accept it as Alta Vista.
I think
said
so.
No one from Alta Vista, but you know, whatever. VIP passes to our Buffalo Wild Wings college football watch party, which is tomorrow, Tanglewood location in Roanoke, on the way in the Hip Hop Spelling Bee. Also a special Adoptable Love Friday edition, because we had to talk to dead people yesterday, so we let the dogs had to wait one day. So we're going to meet Sky, and we're going to go Facebook Live as well.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
I mean, Kanye West is doing a lot. He's doing the most right now.
He's doing quite a bit.
Yeah, so you kind of have to give it up to Kim, his wife, because
for
Kim,
putting up with him. Is that
well,
what it
Kim
is?
Says, I don't care how crazy Kanye gets, I'm going to be standing by his side. In a
and she
interview.
Has and she to has. Her credit so far.
Yeah, I don't know how long they've been married now, but.
She's somebody,
kids.
I bet, where if you asked her, she likes Kanye when he's busy and working and doing a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
Kanye around the house is too much Kanye. That would be my guess.
Oh, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And also his fashion sense, is you know, and the way he wants Lord. To decorate the house and buy new furniture and all this other stuff.
He's the most fashion-specific man I think I've ever encountered in the universe.
Do you actually love any of his?
No, it's all terrible.
I've
it's
never.
Like his shoes or whatever.
Since this new Kanye, I've never seen him in anything. I was like, ooh, I'd want to wear that.
No,
there's
never.
Nothing.
I mean, we
so
have
is he
to
making
remember.
Money off of it.
I guess.
Yeah, they love his shoes.
People
his shoes are popular.
His shoes are overpriced and they're kind of janky looking.
Yeah.
I don't even like him. But this is a dude that you have to remember when he sort of first got famous and no one really knew where he was. He wore Bill Cosby sweaters all the time.
Uh-huh. I remember that.
And backpacks.
Yeah. So let's remember the man has no fashion sense. He just ended up with more money, and so now when you're rich and then you dress like a bird, people say, "Ooh, he's got fashion sense."
But he's Kanye.
When you're awesome, you dress like a bird. Do you think,
oh gosh, call the cops.
I know, exactly.
Goodness. Now, this story right here is just kind of crazy. Because, oh, well, Crazy Town. Remember them?
Yes.
Yeah, with the band.
Hang on, all right.
Aha. Yeah. Well, this is not an aha moment because they're
Let
the
me
band.
Get these ready. Do you need this?
Uh-oh.
No.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
The band that crashed the car, their tour van.
Oh,
into
no.
a moose. Like,
a
it was
moose?
Like, yeah, a moose. And it did some damage, like. Some major damage. Well, a female moose.
Moose are pretty strong.
Oh, yes.
Moose is
oh,
solid.
They were in Canada, and they were just driving along, tooling
solid.
Around, going
is
on.
Is everybody
their
okay,
tour.
At least?
A few bloodied faces and sore necks and things,
yeah.
But yeah.
I believe the moose probably didn't make it out of this situation.
I don't believe so.
See, and I'm sure this is very depressing for Crazy Town, because, of course, you barely remember that band from the late 90s. And they're thinking, see, we're not even popular enough. We have to tour in places where there's just moose in the road.
You gotta be careful out there.
That moose probably had a ticket to the show. So that was one less person that was at the Crazy Town show.
Yes, this is struck by a female moose. Oof. How about it?
Yeah, that is unfortunate. Moose a bit. It's like hitting an elephant. I mean, that's really what it is. You crash into an elephant, bad things are going to happen. Awesome foursome on the way. Officially kick off the weekend with four throwback party songs. Also, Antoine's binge watch weekend, what to watch. But now, it's the hip hop spelling bee. The hip hop spelling bee.
Say what?
I said the hip hop spelling bee. The hip hop spelling bee.
Show notes.
So what's up? Rob, hey.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, hey, Rob. Joel hung up, by the way, Monica. If you want to go ahead. Or he got
Joel.
Disconnected or whatever it is. Rob, what do you got going on this weekend? Anything?
I'm probably going to watch the Tech game at some point.
Well, you're going to watch it with us if you win right now. Actually, you can come anyway. So
it's free admission.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to hang out with us tomorrow and watch a Tech game taking on Notre Dame, that is the Buffalo Wild Wings Tanglewood location.
He's back.
Yeah, we're doing the VIP. Oh, Joel's back.
Yep.
Okay. So let's see. We got Rob here. Hang on, Rob. So what's up, Joel? Hey, Joel. Sorry, I made my button. Hi, Joel. Joel, are you with us? Joel. We'll just assume he's there in spirit. Who knows? All right. Rob taking on Joel. Rob, would you like to team up with Antoine or Monica today in the game, Rob?
I'll go with Antoine.
Okay. Rob and Antoine. Monica
and Joel.
The ghost of Joel.
I'll go with Monica.
He's
I'll take Monica.
Yeah, but it is Joel and Monica. Hip-hop spelling bee. I'll give you rappers. You give me spellings.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be correct spellings, which is much harder.
Than just random spelling.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know when it's real, when it's not real. Who knows? So you get a point for everyone you get right. You have the opportunity to steal if your opponent gets it wrong. You may also request a three-point shot if things are traveling downward for you. Here we go. Hip-hop spelling bee. Antoine, you are up first because you were selected first. Please spell. Rotimi.
Rotini.
Rotimi.
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 Me.
Routine me.
I want to be routined. Okay.
Yeah. Routine me. Hip-hop spelling bee.
Routine me.
Which you can't say without sounding like a 9-year-old. Hi, I'm routine me. Hi.
All right. Routine me.
Not to be confused with the pasta.
R-O-T-I-M-E. Routine me.
That's a horrible spelling of a routine.
Oh, wow. You're judging
just like the
my
number 12. But
ooh, judgmental right there.
That's what we're doing.
Monica today. Brooks, your chance to steal. Please spell routine.
Routine. All right. I'm going R-O-T-I-M-I, routine.
Correct.
Yep.
That's a hotter way to spell it.
Yeah, because the other rotine. It is a hotter way.
I'm not a fan of this right now.
It's rotini pasta.
I just want that on the record.
Okay, Monica Brooks.
Monica Sass.
Your chance to take a big lead here.
Uh-oh.
Please spell Black Youngster.
Black Youngster.
Black Youngster.
Black Youngster. All right. I believe Black Youngster is B-L-A-C-Y-O-U-N. Hold on. Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A. Black Youngster.
Correct. She's correct. Look at that. 2 points right out of the gate.
Good God.
Good God.
Antoine is in some serious trouble right now.
And
you need to get a point on this, or the game is over.
Do
you want to request a 3-point shot? Or
no,
you
because
keep
I need
rolling?
I need a point to
chicken?
Keep it going.
Are you a chicken? You
I am. I need
it?
To at least keep the game going.
You
we can't
do
end
it?
The game right
you
now.
You're going to do a 3-pointer?
You
not going to risk it?
All right.
All right.
Go eat a lozenge.
Antoine, the legendary duo. Can you spell Gangstar? Gangstar.
Gangstar.
Hip-hop spelling bee. Gangstar.
I should be able to spell this.
You should be.
But I probably can't. Gangstar. G-A-N-G.
G-A-N-G.
That was my backwards.
That sounded like 50 Cent. G-Unit. G-A-N-G.
S-T-A-R-R. Gangstar. Okay.
Yes.
Correct. All right. She stays alive in the game. Woo. Monica Brooks.
Uh-oh.
If you get this right, you win. You get it wrong, everything comes down to Antoine. And can he force a tiebreaker?
Oh, man.
Please spell. Made in Tokyo. Made in Tokyo. Mm. Hot right now on the charts, Made in Tokyo.
Really?
Yeah.
Made in Tokyo.
Why are you staring at me?
Because I feel like Antoine knows this artist.
I do not know this artist. I promise I do not.
Made in Tokyo. Or is it, can I ask a question? Is it like a maid? Like she's a maid?
No, you can't ask that question.
Is it a maid or is it like... Made.
I would like to point out that she says, can I ask a question?
And I asked a question.
Which is a question. And didn't even let me answer. Just went ahead and answered the question.
Okay.
So the answer is no.
All right.
You can't.
I ask a question? Okay. Right.
Yes.
All right.
I don't even remember what the question was, so I have no idea.
All right. Okay. I'm going to go with Made in Tokyo. Mm.
It's not a letter.
M-A-D-E-N-T-O-K-O-Y. Oh, did I spell that?
You
got
to spell Tokyo.
No, I don't. I need to write it down for me to see. I was like, that's too many O's.
Made in Tokyo. Yo. Tokyo.
You got to spell Tokyo.
I can't spell it right there. I need to write it down and look at it.
Monica Brooks, no. Antoine, you must spell Made in Tokyo. Made in Tokyo. It all comes down to this. Get it right. We go to tiebreaker. Get it wrong. You're done.
Made in Tokyo.
A lot of O's in Monica's Tokyo.
It was SpaghettiOs.
Made in SpaghettiOs.
All right, Made in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
M-A-I-D-I-N-T-O-K-Y-O. Made in Tokyo.
I'm a maid and I'm in Tokyo.
That means you're wrong.
She won anyway.
I won!
Here we go. I'm not even going to look at you.
And they stay there.
That was better. That was better.
That was almost on time. Almost.
Made in Tokyo.
That was better.
Is spelled. It's all one word. This doesn't matter. But it is M-A-D-E-I-N, and then it's T-Y-O. Capital T, capital Y, capital O.
Oh.
I don't know, maybe that's an airport code. I have no idea. Yeah, Monica put 75 O's in Tokyo, and he has pretty much none of them. But she won anyway, because that's how we roll. Mike's
I'm
on.
Sorry, if you don't know, he's putting in the camera.
Stephanie's
tripod.
Camera popped in. He's like, it doesn't fit.
Like, you're like, what is Antoine talking about?
Screaming there. And the microphones are on. Right? It's like, it doesn't fit. Doesn't fit.
What is he talking about?
Yeah,
it's okay.
Right. It's the camera. Yeah. It's all good. Yeah, because we're Facebook Live right now if you want to join us as we say good morning. Stephanie Ragsdale, Franklin County Humane Society, and Sky the counter surfing dog
yeah.
here on K92 Morning Thang.
Guys, right, very excited. We might need some paper towel over here.
You're super excited.
Like ASAP paper towel.
Sky make a pee pee on Monica.
Oh, more than a pee pee.
More than a pee pee.
Oh, it's a toot toot. There is too much going on this morning. I'm going to tell you right now.
It's a lot.
Way too
much. What's up, Miranda?
Good morning, Stephanie. We are Facebook Live on the K92 Morning Thang Facebook page. It's a doodle cam.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Here's some paper towels, Monica.
Well, here.
You're going to need more. You're going to need
more. Oh, is it?
No.
I can't see it.
Come on, y'all.
She had a full meal. A full meal.
I can smell
Excuse
it.
Excuse me, one second.
if you want to see Sky, she's on the poop cam right now, live in the studio. This is live radio, man. I know, and then you want to open the door, but the dog will run down the hall.
Yeah.
She's available for adoption. You can see her on our Facebook
she
page.
She's so cute. So cute.
There's a post kind of telling you about Sky and all of her information. And if you could share that post, that would be fantastic.
Yes.
And also, you can watch the camera. You can watch Monica and Stephanie.
Oh, we should take care of a little business over here.
That's it.
You good over there
now? Business.
Oh,
yeah.
Here's some.
I got this. Oh, I got this good
okay,
right here.
I got some citrus cleaner. You want to spray that on the floor?
Citrus. There we go.
It's the only show. Right up.
She was just excited.
She was very excited. My goodness, yeah. Here on K92. So, hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Well, I'm good. How is everyone?
Doing well. Sky is she's a very pretty dog.
Calm under pressure.
Yes. Yeah.
She's
love it.
She's beautiful.
Yep. Brown with white. What kind of dog mix would we maybe be calling this
she
one?
She is a hound dog.
Okay. I would say she's a beagle. Maybe
I don't know, but she's like foxhound, longer legs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I think it's great.
Oh, the smell?
Yeah, I mean,
great?
Come on. It smells like it.
She's got excited.
Smells like the shelter.
It's strong. You know, I'm one to talk. Sometimes I make the studio smell like this, too, so I apologize. Stephanie, this is one of your favorite dogs at the shelter,
I know.
Actually. You love Sky.
Well, yeah, I love, like, this classic tan and white hound dog, and she's got the perfect, like, silly hound dog energy. You know, they're not, like, real snuggle bugs. They're
but they're fun.
They're fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they like to play. She's been good with cats and dogs, which is great.
You like that?
Yeah. She rode wonderfully in the car. She could use a little basic training, but she's only a year old.
She's a counter surfer. Yeah. We have learned that. Which is fine.
I like that.
I say that as a warning because sometimes when you leave out Valentine's Day dinner on the stove and you go to put your kids to bed and your dog counter surfs and eats all of it, you get mad. I've heard that story from somebody.
Or you can be like me and give your dogs a chair at the dinner table.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
They don't need to counter surf because they have their own chair.
Right.
They're all set.
So if there's a family like me for Sky, that'd be great.
I love her energy.
Yeah.
I love her energy.
She's just like fun and curious.
And she could put on a little bit of weight. She's super treat motivated, so she'd be easy to train.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome foursome on the way. Four throwback songs all from the same great year of your life. If you are thinking to yourself, Zach, you're late on the secret sound clue. No, I'm not. We got a winner, $5,000.
Yes,
Tanya in Christiansburg at 7 o'clock. Thank you to our friends at First Team Nissan New River Valley, First Team Nissan of Roanoke, for being a part of The Secret Sound and being able to give $10,000 to local winners here in our backyard. We love being able to do that. If you need The Secret Sound clues explained to you, so the answer was, here's the sound. Stephanie, that was putting two batteries.
In a label maker.
In a label maker, yeah.
I knew it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Right after she said it? Is that what it was?
Right.
Yeah, she totally knew it then. Yeah, putting two batteries to be exact, into a label maker and closing the cover, $5,000. If you open your K92 radio app right now, your clue explanations are in there. Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend. What to watch this weekend is on the way. But Stephanie, you have things you need to promote.
Well, yeah, because we're having this really cool fundraiser this weekend at the Adoption Center at Franklin County Humane. And we have two of our previous residents that are getting married.
Oh.
Okay.
So it's a wedding.
It's a doggy wedding.
Yeah, it's a pup wedding.
I like this.
Interesting.
And I know, and there's a lot going on. So there's like barbecue plates for $10.
Cheap.
Right.
Yeah, and then there's face painting, there's a cakewalk, there's crafts, scavenger hunt, silent auction, and then they have like a really cool step and repeat for any alumni who can attend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so you can get pictures that way. And it's from 12 to 3, And if you've been like wanting to see our shelter or any of the dogs, this is like a perfect time to come down.
Yeah, so Sky will be there, yes, unless she gets adopted today, of course.
Which would be good.
So hopefully she won't be there, but there'll be other great animals as well. So it's a Franklin County Humane Society. It's right on 220,
yep,
as you're heading down.
Yep.
This cool event.
I want to say you can't miss it, but you can.
You
this,
can.
This may be a silly question, but is there like a wedding party? Like Sky, would she be like a flower girl?
You know, I'm going to make sure of that.
Okay.
Yeah, if she's there.
That'd
I think she would be a really good flower
really
girl.
Get some ferret as a ring bearer or something like that. Franklin County Humane Society. So that's tomorrow. What time on that one do you know?
12 to 3.
Okay, 12 to 3 at the Franklin County Humane Society. So
it's
if you're
be
interested.
It's a nice day, so come out.
You want to adopt an animal? Nice. There'll be plenty of great animals available for adoption. If you're set in your house, this is a way to support the Humane Society anyway and see all the different facilities and check them all out. So a fun Saturday. Saturday activity, take the kids, kind of teach them about all that different stuff. That would be great. Don't forget to share Sky's post as well on our Facebook page, the Thang Facebook page. You know what, Antoine, I'll give you it's the grand introduction. Antoine Terrell, he's a bit of a movie and TV buff.
Yes.
And you're kind of always in the know on what's out there, what's new, what's interesting. And it can be very confusing with so many options now.
Too many options.
Too many options.
Point.
So I like when someone can break it down, especially on a Friday. Maybe you're going to watch something this weekend. There's new stuff that comes out. You might miss things. So we do Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend right now.
All right. So the first thing that I want to throw out there for people to binge watch is on Hulu.
Okay. Mm.
And it's a sketch comedy show, similar to like Key and Peele, Saturday Night Live, Mad TV, except it's only like 15-minute episodes.
Ooh, even nicer.
Exactly.
I like
this. We don't
this.
Have a lot of time to watch a lot of things.
I like funny quickly. Thank you.
And the name of this one is I Think You Should Leave.
Okay. I've not heard of this at all.
Yes. And I just found it this week. And what caught my attention, there was one sketch, because everybody's been on the plane where there's a crying baby. And this crying baby ruined this passenger's flight so much that he found the crying baby when he was an adult and started making his life a living hell.
Oh, my God.
To pay back when he was. And that's the type of comedy that they have. It's really short, concise, but the premises are very real life.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so it's things that you'd see in every day.
Right, so what's that called again on Hulu?
I Think You Should Leave.
I Think You Should Leave. While I'm thinking of it right now, I'm going to teach Antoine after this how to add things to the K92 Morning Thang webpage.
Okay.
And you can start putting your Binge Watch Weekend stuff up there well. So people, if they forget or they want to go
get
later.
A promotion.
Oh, my God. It's getting access to the website. Even Monica's not allowed to have that.
Oh, what? You're afraid of what I'll post?
Your Binge Watch Weekend.
Exactly.
I am exactly afraid of what you would post. Okay, that's the first one. What else?
All right, let's move to Amazon Prime. There is a show. Well, Monica, you probably have this problem. Where you have an angel on one shoulder and a demon. No, you have two demons.
Sorry. Oh, you are
Everybody
bad.
Else has okay, an angel on one shoulder and a demon. And then normally they're fighting against each other.
Yes.
But this show on Amazon Prime is called Good Omens.
Oh, yes.
Where the angel and the demon are actually working together to try to stop Armageddon.
Right.
I've seen I have not watched the show, but
it's hilarious.
Amazon Prime did a lot of promotion of this one. So yeah, the angel and the demon come together because there's some kid who's going to bring on Armageddon,
the Antichrist or whatever.
Yeah. So they have to work together, and it's a comedy.
It's very funny.
So and what is it called again? Good Omens.
Good Omens. It's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
All right. And last but not least, this one is near and dear to my heart because one of my favorite movies growing up was Terminator 2. Judgment Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so this weekend in theaters, Terminator Dark Fate.
It is
a direct sequel of Terminator 2. All those other movies, they don't exist. It's a direct sequel of Terminator 2, the best Terminator movie.
And they've never really done a direct sequel. It was kind of they had different Terminators. Yep. Then they tried to do origin stories.
No, this one picks up roughly where T2 left off some years down the road. But all those other movies that weren't that good, they ignore those.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Arnold is back.
Arnold is in this one.
Linda Hamilton is back.
She's back.
Is, what's his name, Eddie Furlong?
I'm not sure that he's in this
one. Arnold.
We have Arnold. And in the trailer, she says, I'll be back, which is also really cool. Linda says that.
It's brand new in theaters, Terminator.
Terminator Dark Fate.
Dark Fate. I almost said, it's not Dark Fate because I think that was one of the other ones. No, that's this one. It starts to all blend together. But that is nice to know. Your dog is still
in.
That dog loves Terminator.
See?
Big fan.
Guy wants to see Terminator.
Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend. So again, the three things to see are
Hulu, I Think You Should Leave. Amazon Prime has Good Omens. Mm-hmm. And go out to the movie theater to see Terminator Dark Fate.